So one of the things that we're believing as with our new thought belief or new thought theory is that God is everywhere present. God is one. It's a universal presence. And so if God is everywhere present, and I truly believe this, if God is everywhere present, if God is in everything, then God must be in me. So if God is in me, then God must be in all my activities. God must be in my mind. God must be in my thoughts. God must be in my actions. I must be God in and through me, my actions. And this is one of the main things that I remembered about really and truly experiencing the love that is God. There are different qualities of God, and one of the qualities is love. We have peace, which we have talked about, which I have mentioned in my prayer. There is harmony. It's a universal harmony. All is always in balance. Another quality of God is the quality of all-knowing. There is nothing that is not known in the mind of God. And so if there is nothing that is not known in the mind of God, and if I believe that God is everywhere present, and if I believe that God is all there is, then I must be also all-knowing. I must be also all peace. I must be also all love. And this is really a very easy, very tasteful thought for me to accept, that I am love. So we are coming from a space, especially for what we believe, we are coming from a space of already knowing and understanding that love comes from within me. And if it comes from anywhere else, then we know it's one. We know it's a unity. It's a uniting of all that is, because God cannot be anything else but one. And so the presence of God in me must be love, has to be love. The presence of God in me, and you can put in whatever adjective you want to put in, or whatever noun you want to put in about what God is, and just relate it back to your life. If you're looking for grace, if you're looking for anything that you want to call upon at the time that you know God to be, say the presence within me is, and you name that quality of God. So today we're going to talk about love. And someone mentioned unconditional love earlier. And it's a topic that I have to say that I am open to knowing more and more about also. I am not the be-all and end-all of this topic. But I am coming from a space of knowing, a space of sharing, and a space I'm truly feeling aligned with what God is within me. And from knowing what some of the unconditional aspects of God in my life. For example, I am here breathing easily, freely. And I don't think God was stingy with that. I was able to get up this morning, despite everything else that was happening in the home. I was able to still be easy and feel good about breathing. And as a result of breathing, so many things happened. It's an eternal givenness that that kept giving in my system this morning. The nerves and the cells and everything was just giving. And I remember I am careful to look back on these little qualities of my life and to remember how unconditional the gift that I have that is called life, that is called breath, and that I don't take it for granted, and you know that I am very grateful for it. So unconditional love, if I have to explain, give a small explanation, and this came from online and I did not remember where I got it from, but it said it's unconditional love is a concept that means showing love towards someone regardless of his or her actions or beliefs. And there was a nice little statement that says, when you look at love, you are looking into the face of appreciation. And that made me feel really good. When you look at love, you're looking into the face of appreciation. Now, there is this thing called, of course, everyone knows what Facebook is. And in the relationship part of Facebook, there is, are you married? Are you single? they have recently added, I think it's the civil union. I'm not sure. They were talking about adding it. Did they add it?
And domestic partners.
So that is awesome. And now they have, and there is this thing, and I don't know if it's still there because I haven't gone into it yet. But it said, it's complicated. There is this aspect, there is this aspect of the relationship. After you've named, they've named all these aspects, then they still have, it's complicated. So some people write it's complicated because I see it pops up every once in a while, you know, if I look deep enough. So, but is love really complicated? You know, is it that, and I'm sure that they're talking about really complications in a relationship and not that that love is complicated. But that dawned on me this morning because a lot of us really do think that, you know, there is complications in love, especially when it comes to, unconditional love. So what I wanted to do today is just to sort of break down some of the components of unconditional love. I have a book, and if you can ever get this book, it's called Real Love by Dr. Greg Bear. I actually had a chance to hear him give one of his talks at the center on Graham Road, and he is he's a doctor that kind of went haywire because he became very dependent on drugs, and so he was literally kicked out of the profession, and his whole life, you know, sort of went very, very low at one point. And it's an amazing story how he pulled himself up and truly saw himself in a different light and with a different acceptance, knowing that so many people really, shunned him in so many different ways. And he literally is, I am very, very pleased about the book he's written, and he has many books on real love. So I would be quoting some of his statements today. So when you feel that you love someone, what is it that you feel? You know, is it emotions? Is it a feeling? Is it a wanting? What is it? And you don't have to answer me. Is it that it's almost an enveloping of a beingness with a person? To me, it's a good feeling. Love is a good feeling, and it comes with with a certain amount of warmth, and I'm talking about a physical love right now. It comes with a certain amount of warmth And it comes with a certain amount of loving appreciation. It comes with a feeling that you want to be close to the person. You want to always be with them. And you really want to be grateful and appreciate them. Of course, love comes in different forms. There are so many different aspects of it. But there is a generalized aspect of love, quote-unquote, unconditional love, that I would focus on. Since I am not a master of relationships, I would just slightly touch it, but pull back immediately from it, since I am, you know, I'm not feeling my feet very firmly on the ground with that. However, there is the aspect of unconditional love, which one of the main things is love is accepting. Okay, so accepting what? Acceptance is labeling someone as okay, as having no particular desire to change them. Who they are is perfectly fine with you and with me. That is the whole, if you have to run to make a nice envelope of what love is and what acceptance is accepting a person as they truly are. Guess what? Why not? Okay, so if we are God's presence, if we are the presence and we firmly believe that we are God's presence, what about me? What about you that I should not accept? Regardless of what external circumstances may be shadowing us. What about the person? Because when you love someone, you're not loving what is attached to them. You're loving the person. You're loving what God is. You're loving that God self. Furthermore, if you're loving someone, you're definitely loving yourself. Because it has to come from a space of love, an opening of love, before you could even reach out and love someone else. So, accepting another, having them be okay, and having them be perfectly fine, is absolutely what part of what unconditional love is. Conditional love in the moment means that if you step out, so for example, there are people that say, oh my gosh, I just love this person because they are so-and-so and they are so-and-so and they are so-and-so. And those are wonderful qualities. You know, we're living in a human world, so we do see qualities that jump out at us and that attract us to each other. However, what happens if those qualities disappear? What happens if I no longer have the characteristics that drew you to me in the first place? What happens if I no longer have the actions that you so loved in the first place? It's good to give a description of why you love, but it's not necessary. Love is loving. If you love and you have the attachment that makes you feel good, that's a wonderful thing. But literally loving someone comes from the heart, comes from the depth of God is, I am. And so if we can remember that aspect of loving, God is, I am. And you can see, it doesn't have to be a relationship. It could mean that I meet someone on the street as I leave here. And I see that person and I just see that I am what that person is. I am the emanation of what God is because I believe it. And so if I believe that I am, and I believe that all human beings are what God is, then I absolutely feel very comfortable to say to that person, I love you. because I'm coming from that space of love. I'm coming from that Godness, that God self within me. So that's part of what loving as accepting is. So giving or withholding acceptance based on another person's behavior is the essence of what conditional love is. And nearly all of us were loved that way as children, weren't we? We were loved more so when we behaved wonderful. We were loved more so when we brought home good grades and we did good deeds. And the moment we started behaving with behavior that didn't please our parents, we were scolded, we were yelled at, we were spanked. You know, there were different ways that parents would have showed their love. But this is the way we, this is why we put conditions to love, because we grew up with that type of and I'm saying we, meaning myself also. Obviously I don't know what you grew up with, but the majority of people that I know have grown up with that aspect of you do good, you are loved. You do not so good, then you're in a different category. It's no longer love. And so as adults, now that we know differently, especially knowing, having a wonderful philosophy like we do, as adults, it's good to start a fresh foundation, you know, not going on the foundation of what you call that type of love, conditional love, not on that aspect of it, but on the aspect of, hey, that was then, whether I understand it or not with my parents, this is now. I am in a state of knowing. I'm in a state of more awareness of what God is, of what love is. And this is what I choose to build my foundation on. I'll build my foundation on a foundation of true love, true unconditional love, knowing where in my heart it's exuding from, it's emanating from. Real love is also caring about the happiness of another person without thought for what we might be getting for ourselves. That might be a little bit unpalatable to some people, but truly, the happiness of another person, the only way we can give that happiness is if we can literally feel that happiness, feel that emotion of giving, of loving another person and giving that out to them without really thinking, you know, I'm doing this, but I want this back. If we can sort of make a detachment from I'm giving to get back, then a lot of the heavy, dark, shadowed conditional love will slowly disappear, because we are doing it out of the sense of it's in me, and as I see it fit and see it perfect to share my love, to share my happiness, to share my peace, to share my intelligence, to share whatever it is, I'm giving it out, and I'm giving it out freely, not truly wanting to have it back, because I already have it in abundance. You know, there was an example in the book about being really, really stranded, and all the person had was $2. So two people were in the picture, and both of them were extremely hungry, and there was just one $2 that was available. And so the thought was, well, I'll buy food and, you know, get me something to eat. And then all of a sudden he realized that the other person stole the $2 from him and went out and got food and got himself something to eat. And he was really, really angry. But then he realized, but wait, I really have $20 million in the bank. I really don't need to feel as angry as I'm feeling. And so what I got from that was, we have an abundance of what happiness is. We have an abundance of what love is. We have an abundance of what peace is. And so even if we think that we've given and we want to kind of put a hold on it to pull it back, just remember that what I am, God is, and so much more. What I can give, God is, and God has, and God has so much more. So even thinking that I can be stingy with just the little bit of love that I am sharing with another, just remember, just stop and think, this love that I'm sharing with you is what I am, but is what I am in such a huge, big way that it can never be lost. Love could never be lost in the sea of giving. And so so when we give love, we are not disappointed, we are not hurt, we are not angry, or we are not even thoughtless or inconsiderate. Because when we give love, we are giving not for love returning to us, because we already have that, but we are giving it because we are coming from a sense of appreciation, and we are coming from a sense of gratitude. And we, the gratitude is, I am so glad that I'm able to interact with you. I'm so glad that you are in my life and that I can see the beautiful qualities that you are. And I am so, so interested, so enthused to share this with you. And so be not concerned about giving. Be not concerned about giving love. Be not concerned about doing anything that would make another person, person's life easier, that will make another person smile, that may even have the person be feeling a sense of happiness throughout the day. Because the good news about that is, as you give, it's returned to you in so much, in so many folds over, that it was even a non-issue in the first place. So remember those ideas about unconditional love, because unconditional love means just getting it out there, just knowing and understanding and accepting and really appreciating that I am and I'm so much more. Love is also about appreciation, and as I mentioned in the past, appreciation is one step beyond acceptance. It's when your focus is on what you like about another. It's, you know, we look at people, we look at others and feel a sweeping appreciation for who they are. We feel an appreciation for their joys and their insights, their humor and their companionship. Yet, when someone says that we are in love with one another, we really mean that we are so in appreciation, and we are in such an enormous, we are so, so much bigger for who we are, because we've shared love. We are in a different, space. We, you know, it's just, I don't know, I can't find the right word for it. But it's just so consuming to be in a relationship where you can share all these wonderful acts of appreciation with another. And don't get me wrong, it's not only in loving a person, not only in a relationship, a physical relationship, it's also at work. It's also at home. It's also in the grocery. It's everywhere you meet others. It's in the animal shelter. These beautiful animals, they know how to emit, to give off love. And we know how to accept that love from them. Their love is so much, it's so pure, so unconditional, that it's so easy to accept. Well, human love is absolutely easy to accept if we only chop around the corners and take away the attachments and just take it as it is. I love you. Don't say, but why? Oh, for what? Open your heart and accept it. I love you. And if you say I love you, guess what? It's coming from a space where my heart can hear it. And so just open your heart and say, I love you too. Because in that sense, we are not putting attachments to what you've said. I am not judging you for saying something that I think you might be sort of kooky about, you know. I am just saying, I open my heart and I love you too, because that's who we are. God is love. God's presence in me is love. So if God's presence in me is love, God's presence in you is love. So, love is wanting another to feel good. We want those we love to be happy, safe, healthy, and fulfilled. We want them to feel good in all ways, physically, mentally, and emotionally. So how do we express love? We don't always express love. However, love is a feeling, and the expression of that feeling can be in so many separate forms. So you would know how best to express love in whatever situation you are in. And usually you're guided by your heart. You never express love in a bitter way. You never express love in a way that makes others feel less than. You always express love in a way where you can lift another up, that you can see a smile, you can see an added emotion in the whole equation. So you would be guided as to how to express love best. Just remember that love in action is just another small part of what love is, what we are, love in action. So there's a practical reason we don't always express our love for one another. It's an issue of time. We only have 24 hours in a day, and if the expression of love was a core ingredient to love, we would have to be stingy with who we loved, because there simply wouldn't be enough time to demonstrate our love for everyone. If you see the distinction between the feeling and the expression, you can then love endless numbers of people. So, obviously, we have a small portion of people that we can devote and dedicate our love to during the 24 hours of a day. However, once we know the vastness of what love is and the ease at which we can give love, even to the people that are close to us, then we really are not compelled to be and to give love, G-I-V-E in quotes, to give love 24 hours to any particular person, because first of all, they would know. They would feel that love coming from you. And there would be times when obviously we would demonstrate our love to them. But just in case we can't demonstrate our love, then what? We know, they know that it's within us. And that love pervades our lives. It pervades the people that we are around, even on our jobs. You know, I deal with patients all day long. And I don't have to say a word to them sometimes. I can just smile. And they can, you know, they just get the good feeling of, oh, you are always so loving. Or you're always so pleasant. You're all, you know. And this is what love is. That's because it's coming from a space of purity. It's our depth that this love is coming from. So, if I may just read a quick statement, a quick chapter from page 5. It's page 5 from Relove by Dr. Greg Bear. It says, when I use the word happiness, I do not mean the fleeting pleasure we get from money, sex, and conditional approval, nor do I mean the brief feeling of relief we experience during the temporary absence of conflict or disaster. Real happiness is not the feeling we get from being entertained or making people do what we want. Genuine happiness is a profound and lasting sense of peace and fulfillment that deeply satisfies and enlarges the soul. It doesn't go away when circumstances, it doesn't go away, which is love. Love doesn't go away when circumstances get difficult. It survives and even grows through hardship and struggle. True happiness is our entire reason to live, and that kind of happiness can only be obtained as we find real love and share it with others. With real love, nothing else matters. Without it, nothing else is enough. When someone is genuinely concerned about our happiness, we do feel that connection to another person. We feel included in his or her life, and in that instant, we are no longer alone. Each moment of unconditional acceptance creates a living thread to that person who accepts us, and these threads weave a powerful bond that fills us with a genuine and lasting happiness. Nothing but real love can do this. In addition, when we know that even one person loves us unconditionally, we feel a connection to everyone else. We feel included in the family of all mankind, of which that one person is a part. How awesome. So, love cannot be bounded, absolutely cannot be bounded. And I love the fact when he mentioned, if we only get one unconditional love from a person or an animal, we feel that eternal connection to love. And so I think that is close to what I needed to share with you today. It just went on to talking about attention. Love expressed is when you give your attention, your time, your focus to someone. Webster defines attention as the giving of one's mind to something. There are many ways in which we give our attention to another. We use our 5 senses, our ears to listen, being completely present with one who is speaking. So these are ways where we can show more love, more caring, by listening, by being in the present, by using our eyes, by watching another, by giving them undivided attention, tasting, smelling, by touching, giving a hug, holding a hand, caresses, sexual expressions. How you express your love really depends on you. And of course, again, I mentioned that it comes from being guided from your true space of purity. So that's me on love. Thank you very much for your attention.